The federal government spends about as much on public relations and advertising as it does on cell phone services, $1 billion a year. Plus, the number of public affairs employees shot up during the Obama administration. But the Government Accountability Office, which put together the figures, made no recommendations on this category of spend. Federal News Radio's Eric White discussed these findings with Heather Krause, Acting Director of Strategic Issues at the GAO.
We were asked to determine how much the federal government spends on public relations and advertising. And so what we did was examine agencies' contract and employee data to identify what resources are dedicated to those types of activities. Our work really focused on two primary databases, looking at the federal procurement data system to identify contracts specifically dedicated to public relations and advertising, and then looking at the Enterprise Human Resources Integration Data System, which is the government-wide source on federal employee data.
And what were the results? How much dough is the federal government dishing out for public relations?
So our work found in looking at the contract and employee data that on average, agencies are spending about $1 billion a year total government-wide on contracts dedicated to public relations and advertising, and roughly $430 million on employee salaries annually.
And so what are they using these contracts for? Are there specific purposes? I imagine that it's different for every agency, but was there a general sense of what they were using them for?
So we look sort of broadly at, you know, agencies' interest in communicating with the public regarding their functions, policies, and activities. And, you know, agencies have legitimate interests in communicating with the public. And so there's a range of the types of activities they could engage in. For example, they might provide educational resources and information on public health and safety issues. So you have things like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention publicizing information on the Zika virus. You might have the Department of Defense campaigning against distracted driving. There's also, you know, communications from agencies about, you know, use of their services. So you have the Department of Education providing information to people applying for student aid. Also, you know, the regulations, the regulatory process also has agencies will publish information on that and getting information out to the public and informing them on regulations and providing an opportunity to comment. So there is a number of reasons that agencies might communicate with the public about their activities.
How far back did your audit look? Was there a cap at how far you guys went?
Sure. So what we looked at in terms of the contract data, we went back over a 10-year window, so looking at fiscal year 2006 through 2015. For the employee data, we focused on 2006 to 2014, since that was the data the most recent data available to us.
And what did you guys find? Was there an upward trend, downward trend, or sort of all over the place?
Sure. So in terms of the contract data, you know, what we found was a range from, you know, a low of about $800 million in total federal government contract spending in 2012 and reaching a high of $1.3 billion in 2009. And really that spending over time was concentrated in 10 agencies. We found that 95% of the total spending over the 10-year period we looked at was to just 10 agencies, or attributed to just 10 agencies. So DOD actually made up more than half of that spending. And when I talked about sort of was an increase leading up to 2009 and then sort of a subsequent decrease in total federal contract spending through 2012, that was primarily driven by changes in DOD, but also in the Department of Commerce and in particular the Census Bureau. Those two entities are responsible for about two-thirds of the spending during that time. And, you know, the types of spending that we saw with DOD was related to recruitment efforts, and then related to the census was their efforts around the 2010 census. Some of that decrease as well through 2012 was also attributed to some declines in spending, contract spending by the Executive Office of the President, as well as Health and Human Services.
So does that mean you think that we'll see another spike as we're coming up here soon to another census being conducted?
That, you know, know, that isn't something we sort of got into with this report. It was in particular just kind of looking at data from an aggregate level and giving the requester some information about sort of overall trends in government-wide data, but not diving into any particular one agency.
Understood. What were some of the other agencies besides DOD and Census?
Sure. Like I said, so DOD made up over half with about $626 million average annual contract spending. And then the top five really rounded out with HHS, the Department of Homeland Security, Commerce, and the Department of Transportation. And they really range from about $36 million average annual spending to $117 million in average annual spending.
It seems as if there's more communication from agencies, you know, growing in the past 5 years or so with social media and everything like that. I mean, is this a thing that you would think that agencies need to keep contracting out, or, you know, is there going to always be, you know, this sort of industry to come back to?
So actually, we're doing some additional work on public relations following this report, and it's going to get into getting a better understanding of the types of activities that agencies are engaging in related to public relations, and in particular related to sort of that changing media landscape of, you know, more social media and efforts to get information out through those channels.
Did it look into how many employees agencies employ themselves in this field?
Yeah, so that was another element of our work, was looking at sort of the in-house support by public relations staff. So in particular, looking at those employees that are designated under the public affairs job series, you know, responsible for, you know, establishing and maintaining communication between federal agencies and the public. Like I said, that data was looking at it from 2006 to 2014, which is the latest available. On average, we saw about 4,900 employees, and these are civilian employees supporting public relations activities. You know, also, we found that to be much more stable than some of the contract data over time. It ranged more from 4,400 in fiscal year 2006 to a high of 5,200 roughly in 2011. That's similar to the contract data that was concentrated in a few agencies, but a little bit less so. So you had DOD, which made up over 40% of the total employees over that time period we looked at, and also the driver of changes over time. So for example, in 2006 through 2011, there was an increase of about 816 employees, public affairs employees, and DOD hired over half of those employees. Another aspect of what we looked at was the salaries. And so on average, we found roughly $430 million in public relations salaries government-wide total over the time period we looked at.
Is there a correlation between how much money is spent on PR contracts with personnel in the PR field?
We didn't sort of look into the correlation between the two, but just sort of looked at, tried to bring together sort of a fuller picture of resources dedicated to public relations through the contracts and employees.
Heather Krause is Acting Director of Strategic Issues at the GAO, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Check out the report at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive, where we'll also post this interview.